This is GQDN on Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line. Drink mixes are really good. It's very energetic too. Gives you a lot of focus, a lot of energy. Checkout line. Put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. Very, very good stuff. Also, patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, there's a lot of good stuff up there. You become a Patreon, come into our Discord, you see a lot of different things, not just the basic stuff. Guaranteed. And by stackup.org. Excellent community. In today's news, it's all about the state of play from PlayStation. And they began with a nice little trailer about Helldivers 2. Shoot 'em up, bang, bang. They did take a look at it, and they did say that the game will release on February 8th. Now, I am doing the notes via IGN.com, so I gotta go backwards. I did take notes there myself, but it is a little bit different. Then they went on to Foam Stars, and it's a brand new trailer. Now, next week, the game does launch. Had a pretty good beat to it. A lot of music behind it, a lot of different stuff, and Square Enix begins that one next week. Now we're gonna be bouncing in and out of the PSVR here for a little bit because Legendary Tales, which I don't think I had that written down in that way, but Legendary Tales is a new PSVR 2 game, and that's coming from the Urban Wolf Games. Now you can use magic, swords, hammers, bow and arrows, a lot of different stuff, a lot of different things. So if you're into the VR part, but we'll have more VR coming. There's one in development, and some people are going to call this Triple Z, because it is called the Zenless Zone Zero, and is in development for PlayStation 5. Now, IGN did not give a description behind this, but it does look like it's a little bit of PvP type action with it, but still it looks really, really interesting to me, and maybe to some of you as well. But that is in development, so it's in the pipe. Now, another thing that is coming is Dave the Diver. And Dave the Diver was one of the big games there last year, but it's going to come to PlayStation this April. But that wasn't the only thing for Dave the Diver. Something big lurks in the depths, and it's Godzilla. So they're bringing Godzilla to Dave the Diver. I think Dave's in trouble. I think Dave's in real trouble. This should be interesting, though. Godzilla will be coming in May 2024. So it's a couple of months down the line. Now, one of the other cooler trailers that we got was V Rising, and that's coming to PlayStation 5 this year. Now, it's all about vampires, so there is that. And it looks pretty interesting. I think it's going to do better than Fall. Just a guess. But it does look really, really interesting. What also looks interesting, like this game called Judas, and it got a pretty full trailer and has first-person combat. So this is going to be one of those interesting type of games. So that is Judas. Now, we're going to get a little bit scary here. Silent Hill, the short message, may be available now by the time you hear this. That's right, Silent Hill, the short message, may be available now. So if you like Silent Hill, go do that. But that's not the only thing that they said. Konami. Silent Hill 2 is on the way. Silent Hill 2 Remake is indeed on the way. They made it official, but they did not give a release date. We will know more when they are ready to tell us. But Sega was there too. And Sonic showed up for PlayStation there as well, because Sega did reveal that Sonic and Shadow may be teaming up. It's called Sonic Shadow Generations. And this content did feature Shadow the Hedgehog. And they did show some of the same levels as Sonic the Hedgehog Generations from 2011. So, once again, another remake, quite possibly, maybe something totally different, but it comes this fall, autumn 2024. Then Capcom said, oh yeah, Dragon Dogma 2 will come out March 22nd, because Capcom did show up for this sequel. You battled a dragon, part of it. They did some of the storyline with it. You know, that's how basically you sell the game. That's how basically how you sell a game. And a bunch of other things. So once again, that did look good too. Now, they went right into Stellar Blade. And they basically did a deep dive on this one, because it did show a lot of gameplay with Stellar Blade. You play as Eve, and you could be called basically a bad girl, or you could be called Angel. And essentially, you have to beat up all of these alien-type monsters, along with some robots and all that stuff. So, Stellar Blade will be coming to you April 26, 2024. So, how would you save Earth? That's what's going to happen. You will be able to team up with different NPCs. And now we get to more scary times, because Until Dawn, the remaster, is coming to PlayStation 5 and PC this year. And if you played Until Dawn there before, this is a complete remaster. So you know about the graphics. The graphics have improved, I would assume, greatly. I didn't play Until Dawn, not the original one, but I would say that they've improved greatly. There's a lot of different stuff, a lot of different things. It's all in the video. All in the video. And like I said, this will be on PlayStation 5 and PC sometime this year. Now, Team Ninja did show us Ronin. Now, I know what my thought was, and I'll get into this in the weekly show, but what this Ronin is a dodge and parry style PvE game where you can fly around a bit, you can ride on your horse if you want to, you can do a whole lot of this and that things, and you have a one-on-one sword combat with the parry system. And it's all about Yokohama. That's the town that you're going to be in. Now, here is where Kojima stepped in at the very end. We knew that Kojima was going to be there. That was leaked. But we didn't know what he was going to do until now, because Death Stranding 2 is announced. And the full title is Death Stranding 2 on the Beach. And you're going to be teaming up with the drawbridge. And this is going to be like an additional storyline from original Death Stranding. And you will see what happened to some of the characters that you saw within Death Stranding and maybe did not. But there's a couple other things that happened as you heard me turn the page. Because what is not showing in the IGN report. One, there's going to be a new state of play next week, and that's all going to be about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, the gameplay and all of this and that. So they didn't give a time, but stay tuned, and we might be able to give you more information later on this week. But what Kojima said, that they're working on another project, and they're going to use Sony's resources to make this project. The only thing that we can gather was from the pan out camera shot. And this is going to set a lot of the gaming world on fire. So pay attention to this part, because what they didn't say it, but they showed within that the word, let's see if I get this right. It's spelled PHYSINT. So I think it's Sycent. Maybe Sycent. But this is going to be very, very interesting. Kojima's got a lot of coals in the fire. He's doing stuff for Xbox, and now he's doing stuff for PlayStation. And he said that for this game, which is going to be a movie type, a lot of different things going into it, as I go by memory, a lot of different stuff. We shall see on everything that's going on there. But what Kojima did say is that the new IP, Sycent, will transform film and video games. We shall see. That is everything that has been announced for this State of Play. You can let me know what you think about the State of Play at Joe Brums on X. And maybe you can let us know there at Group Quest on X. This has been a Dawnforge production. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for all the Fallout and some other news. of this state of play. Until then, go play some games, people.